The Economic Climate GCSE Business Podcast. Hello and welcome to this GCSE Business Study Podcast on the economic climate. I'm here to help you understand one of the most important topics in your OCR J204 business exam, how external economic factors impact real businesses every single day. Now, you might be thinking, economics sounds complicated, but here's the thing. This topic is all about cause and effect. When interest rates go up, what happens to businesses? When the pound gets stronger, who benefits and who struggles? By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll have crystal clear answers to these questions, and you'll know exactly how to structure your exam responses to earn top marks. Let's start with the big picture. The economic climate refers to four key factors that businesses cannot control but must respond to: interest rates, exchange rates, consumer income levels, and taxation. Examiners love this topic because it tests whether you can apply economic concepts to real business scenarios, not just memorize definitions, but actually explain the chain of reasoning from cause to effect to business impact. Let's dive into the first factor, interest rates. Interest rates are the cost of borrowing money, set by the Bank of England. When interest rates rise, two major things happen to businesses. First, borrowing becomes more expensive. If a business has an overdraft or a loan, their monthly repayments increase. This directly reduces profit margins. Imagine a small retailer with a £50,000 overdraft. If interest rates jump from 2% to 5%, that's an extra £1,500 per year in interest payments, money that could have been reinvested or paid as dividends. Second, consumer spending falls. Why? Because when interest rates rise, people with mortgages face higher monthly payments, leaving them with less disposable income. They cut back on non-essential purchases, luxury goods, holidays, eating out. So businesses selling income-elastic products, those luxury items, see demand drop sharply. But here's the key distinction for your exam. Businesses selling necessities like bread, milk, or basic clothing see much smaller demand changes because people still need these essentials regardless of interest rates. Now, let's talk about exchange rates. This is where students often get confused. So I'm going to give you two mnemonics that will save you marks in the exam. Strong pound, imports cheaper, exports dearer. WTB. Weak pound, imports pricier, exports cheaper. Write these down, memorize them. When the pound strengthens against the dollar or euro, UK businesses importing raw materials, think coffee beans, electronics components, foreign textiles, benefit because they pay less in pounds for the same goods. Their costs fall and profit margins can increase. But UK exporters struggle because their products become more expensive for foreign buyers. A British manufacturer selling machinery to Germany will find German customers switching to cheaper European alternatives. The opposite happens with a weak pound. Importers face higher costs, which they may pass on to consumers through price increases. But exporters celebrate because their goods become competitively priced abroad, boosting sales revenue. Next up, consumer income. This links directly to the economic cycle. During periods of economic growth, wages rise, unemployment falls, and consumer confidence increases. People have more disposable income, so demand for luxury goods, cars, designer clothing, premium holidays rises sharply. Businesses in these sectors see revenue growth and can justify expanding. But during a recession, the opposite occurs. Incomes stagnate or fall, unemployment rises, and consumers become cautious. They prioritize necessities and cut back on luxuries. This is why understanding income elasticity is crucial. A business selling high-end furniture will be hit hard in a recession, whereas a discount supermarket like Aldi or Lidl may actually see increased demand as consumers trade down from premium brands. Finally, taxation. There are two types you must distinguish in your exam: direct taxation and indirect taxation. Direct taxation includes income tax and corporation tax, taxes on earnings and profits. When the government raises income tax, workers have less disposable income, reducing consumer spending. When corporation tax rises, businesses keep less of their profit, which may reduce their ability to invest in expansion or new equipment. Indirect taxation is VAT, tax added to the price of goods and services. When VAT increases, the price consumers pay rises, which can reduce demand, especially for price-sensitive products. Businesses must decide whether to absorb the VAT increase, reducing their profit margin, or pass it on to customers, risking lower sales. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The number one mistake students make is writing vague statements like, "profits will fall," without explaining why. Examiners award marks for developed chains of reasoning. Use the BLT structure, because, leading to therefore. For example, because interest rates have increased from 2% to 5%, leading to higher monthly overdraft repayments for the business, therefore profit margins will be squeezed, potentially forcing the business to increase prices or cut costs. See the difference? You've explained the mechanism, not just stated the outcome. Second common mistake, confusing SPICED and WPI DEC. Students often reverse the effects. If you're not sure in the exam, write down the mnemonic first. Strong pound imports cheaper, exports dearer. It's your safety net. Third mistake, ignoring the context. A rise in interest rates impacts a heavily indebted business very differently than a cash-rich business. Always refer to the specific business scenario in the case study. If the data shows the business has high borrowing, emphasize the increased finance costs. If the business exports 70% of its products, focus on exchange rate impacts. And here's a top tip. When you see discuss or to what extent questions, you must analyze both sides. Discuss the positive and negative impacts or the short-term versus long-term effects, then reach a justified conclusion. Examiners reward balanced evaluation, not one-sided arguments. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What does SPICED stand for? Answer. Strong pound, imports cheaper, exports dearer. Question 2. What type of goods see the biggest demand drop when consumer incomes fall? Answer. Luxury goods, which are income elastic. Question 3. What's the difference between direct and indirect taxation? Answer. Direct taxation is on income and profit, like income tax and corporation tax. Indirect taxation is on spending, like VAT. Question 4. Why do higher interest rates reduce consumer spending? Answer. Because people with mortgages or loans face higher repayments, leaving less disposable income for other purchases. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. The economic climate is all about understanding how interest rates, exchange rates, consumer income, and taxation create ripple effects through business operations. These factors impact costs, demand, and profitability across every functional area, from finance dealing with higher borrowing costs, to marketing adjusting campaigns for lower consumer spending, to operation sourcing, cheaper imports when the pound is strong. Your job in the exam is to build clear chains of reasoning, use specific business context, and always explain the mechanism, not just the outcome. Remember your mnemonics, SPICED and WPI DEC, and practice applying them to different business scenarios. This topic appears across multiple question types in your OCR exam, from short explain questions worth 4 to 6 marks to longer discuss questions worth 9 to 12 marks. Master the chains of reasoning and you'll be confident tackling any economic climate question that comes your way. Good luck with your revision. And remember, examiners reward candidates who think like business analysts, not just students memorizing facts. Keep practicing, keep applying, and you'll do brilliantly. Thanks for listening, and see you in the next study session.